Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 5th, Thursday, 2019, day 248. Today's topic, calmness can lay great offenses to rest. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 100 verses 1 to 5, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1 to chapter 12 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 15, Proverbs 22 verses 20 to 21. Today's main passage, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 4. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today's message is very brief, but may bring blessings and guidance to many people, because many rulers in this world, including people's boss, cause lots of anger. And the widespread anger in Hong Kong is one of these cases. The wisdom of King Solomon teaches us, if our ruler or boss brings anger to us, then we need to remember these 2 points. Number one, do not quit. You need to keep your post, your position. Do not quit what you have been doing. Number two, keep calm. Anger begets anger. Keep calm, because calmness can lay great offenses to rest. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to quit and keep calm when our rulers pour down anger on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step? Not to quit and keep calm when your ruler pours down anger on you. Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.